Simon & Schuster Audio presents Half Moon Bay, a novel by Alice LaPlante. Read by Gabra Zachman. All I maintain is that on this earth there are pestilences and there are victims, and it's up to us, so far as possible, not to join forces with the pestilences. Albert Camus. Part 1. Losses. 6 p.m. Fog. Impenetrable, but not cold. Balmy, like Hawaii. That red cottage on the south side of Kauai, near Princeville. Shrouded by eucalyptus, so pungent after rain. Cockroaches scuttled when you pulled back the shower curtain. Where Jane and Rick and Angela stayed their last Christmas. The last year. The last vacation. Last things. So many last things. As Jane steps outside into the Northern California evening, the fog's moist veil slaps her face, temporarily obscuring her vision. Dark things loom. Trees. Cars. Jane takes off her jacket and tosses it back inside her cottage. The door closes with a click. She doesn't lock it behind her. No one does here. Jane can't see the ocean from her cottage, but she can hear it, and most important, smell it. She leaves her bedroom windows open when she leaves the house so that when she returns, her pillows are damp and scented of seaweed, of crabs and fish, of the larger, mysterious things that swim in the depths. One of the reasons she moved here, to be closer to the sea.